I was looking at the calendar today, and the weeks before the end of the school are just going to fly by. We don't have a lot of time left. So I did want to mention two things coming up. Both of our drill teams from both high schools will be performing in their spring shows. First one up is Saturday, this coming Saturday, April 9th, the Rudder Rangerette Review. At 5 p.m., they'll have some solo dances. Then at 6 p.m., the entire group will perform a program. It's at the Margaret Rudder Performing Arts Center, otherwise known as the Rudder High School Auditorium. And we've got tickets available in advance, $7, $10 at the door. So if you want to go to that, call 209-7955. Then next weekend, the Bryan High Cheyennes will have their spring show. And they're actually going to have two nights, the 15th and the 16th, at 7 o'clock both nights. And it's this. Hopefully this isn't confusing. It's also going to be at the same location at the Rudder High School Auditorium. They've got a great stage facility there and wonderful lighting and can hold a lot of people. So that's why we have that performance there. Their tickets are $5 for students, $7 for adults. 209-2584 for ticket information. If it's too hard to remember both of those phone numbers, just call 209-1000 and we'll have the information for you. Then next week is a big week for the little ones. We have pre-K and kindergarten roundup, April 11th through the 15th. And this is a week where parents who have children who will be eligible for kindergarten or pre-K with certain limitations, they can bring their child in to the school they'll be attending and get them registered for the upcoming year. So the criteria is, for kindergarten, if you have a child who will be 5 years old on or before September 1st of this year, they're eligible for kindergarten. And we have full-day kindergarten in Bryan ISD. Excuse me, there's some items that they need for registration, things like birth certificate, social security card. We need proof of their physical residence so that we are sure that they're in the right attendance zone, mainly. Two items there, utility bill, lease agreement, something like that. If you're going to enroll your child in the pre-kindergarten program, we need proof of parent income. I'll say something about that in a minute. And of course, we need to know that your child has had all of their appropriate shots, so bring their immunization record. Now, we also have a pre-K program at some campuses. This is for eligible four-year-olds. We have that at Bonham, Crockett, Jones, and Milam, and then also the Carver Early Childhood Center. And if you to qualify for pre-kindergarten, they have to be 4 years old on or before September 1st. Then there's also the additional limitations that they have to have limited English language proficiency or income within guidelines for free and reduced meals. So that's why we need proof of income on that one. So that's what's coming up next week.
And again, all that information's on the website, I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes, all on the website. And we'll also be running some ads in the newspaper about the registration period. Most of the schools also have an extended period during the evening one day next week. And if you know which school you're going to, call and find out what day that is. If you don't know which school you're going to, you can call our transportation department or look online and enter your address, and you should be able to find that out.
BryanISD.org on the website. Have
That's
another
right.
minute and a half, okay. An update on the Hall of Honor.
Right. I've been talking about the Hall of Honor for a couple of weeks now. This is the event that's being co-sponsored by the Education Foundation, the City of Bryan, and Bryan ISD. We have finalized our speaker. We're happy to report that Mark Johnson is going to be our guest speaker for the evening. That's the former Aggie baseball coach who's now at Sam Houston State. So we're thrilled to have him. And the location has changed since the last time I was here. We were going to have it previously at Traditions, but now we're going to have it at Briarcrest Country Club. It's an evening event, August 20th. You can find more information about that on both the city website and the Bryan ISD website. So we're still taking nominations. If you know somebody who's worthy of recognition, go to the website, fill out a nomination form, and do that by May 27th.
Still some time, but don't let it slide.
Let's see. Well, we've got tax coming up.
That too.
We've got the last week of April, which is the big tax week, so that's just a little over a week away. So parents, get your kids ready.
There you go. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you.
Sandy Ferris with the Bryan Independent School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.